about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We had just discussed in the previous hour how antibiotics could possibly help low back pain, and even though I've seen that in clinical practice, they actually have a study where they gave people with low back pain that suffered a slipped disc or ruptured disc in their low back antibiotics, such as Augmentin, and most of their pain went away. Pretty cool stuff. Well, also, we're kind of shocked to hear that dietary nicotine or smoking could actually prevent Parkinson's disease. Now, I know some of you were shocked because you haven't been listening to the Dr. Dahlia Show as long as you should have been, but that's okay. That's okay. I'll cut you guys some slack. It's all right. But we had discussed medical conditions years ago that actually benefit from smoking, and we'll quickly review those. Not that I want any of you to start smoking again or to continue smoking, but, you know, nicotine is a part of these cigarettes. And, you know, tobacco and chew products, and, you know, whenever there's something bad with a chemical, there's usually actually a use for it. We talked about how in the 1800s they would use strychnine, right, for analgesia. Strychnine is a poison. Right? Look at Botox and botulism toxin. Look at the fungus penicillium used later for penicillin. So it's no doubt that nicotine in smoking could actually have some beneficial health effects. So we'll talk about that. We're also going to talk about this woman who was rescued after, looks like now they're saying 17 days after the building collapsed. We'll talk about her heroic study as well. Story. A woman is able to drink beer through her ear. You know, I looked at this video. I mean, if it is real, I think I know how she was able to drink the beer through her ear, but I posted that on Facebook so y'all can, and Twitter, so y'all can, you know, see the video of that. And then, dogs and cats may actually protect our hearts and be good for heart health. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments, at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So they say people who own dogs or cats may have a reduced risk of cardiovascular disease, according to the American Heart Association. After reviewing the literature, Dr. Glenn Levine, a professor at Baylor College of Medicine in Houston, and colleagues found that if you had a dog or a cat, you actually had the following probably occur, which would promote good heart health. You probably had increased physical activity. Yeah, I am always cleaning up the poo-poo. You know, having to clean up the cat poo-poo and the dog poo-poo, that's a workout in and of itself. And boy, do they do poo-poos. Favorable lipid profiles. I guess with the increased activity, you lower your cholesterol. They find animal people have lower systemic blood pressure. Right. So overall, the blood pressure is better. Improved autonomic tone. Diminished sympathetic responses to stress. Okay, I gotta disagree with this one. My cats and dogs cause me the most amount of stress. They really drive me crazy. And so you would think that that would probably cause blood pressure to rise. But that's what our animals do, especially when they go poo-poo house. All right, improved survival after an acute coronary syndrome. So they're saying that studies have found that if you have dogs or cats, after you've had a heart attack, you'll actually get better. Now, you know, I don't want to go into the individual particular studies, but it does kind of make sense. Here's the thing, okay? If you haven't taken care of a pet, all right, you know, that first step is always difficult, you know, especially trying to train the dog. And, you know, our dogs, I don't think, are as well trained as they should be. You know, one was a purebred, the other was a rescue. We usually get rescue dogs, and rescue dogs are usually older, have been abused and beaten, unfortunately. And so when we take in the dog, very hard to train them as much. You know, we still love them nonetheless, but it's a little bit more difficult. So, you know, my recommendation is, if you are kind of looking at becoming a new pet owner, you got to kind of feel things out. You know, have somebody kind of, you know, maybe the pet store, you know, somebody that looks like they know what they're doing, or a veterinarian. Maybe talk to a veterinarian about what they think the best animal is for you. And, you know, some of you dog lovers, believe it or not, the veterinarian may tell you to go get a cat. And I know some of you are like, well, I don't want to be a cat person. But if you have a busy lifestyle like I do, you need a low-maintenance pet. And, you know, the cats sleep during the day, and then they're up all night. So all night long, they're getting cuddlies and scratchies, and they wake me up, and so I have to do ticklies and all that other stuff. But during the day when I'm at work, they sleep. They got their potty box, and they're okay. I don't have to walk them outside. And I'm not saying just get a cat over a dog, but make sure before you get a pet, if you're a non-pet owner because you think you won't be able to handle a pet, or you think, oh, I got bad allergies, you know, if your doctor says it's okay, you know, I think it's extremely healthy to have a pet. You know, coming home, and then you have the welcoming committee. I love the welcoming committee. You got the dogs and the cats, and then the barking and the running around, and you just come home to love. You know, because a lot of us, we don't come home to love. The spouse is nagging about something, and the kids are complaining, and, you know, I don't know, you smell the dog poo-poo, and, you know, so the house, you know, so when you come home, it's really stressful. But when you got that welcoming committee, I got to tell you, I think it's extremely beneficial. And maybe that's why there's better heart effects. Because, you know, coming home is probably one of the most stressful things. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. When we come back, we're going to talk about this woman trapped for 17 days underneath the collapsed building in Bangladesh. And we're going to talk about Parkinson's disease and the benefits of smoking. There's a few health conditions where smoking can benefit. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please also remember you can follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow us on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. By the way, for any of you that are shy in terms of calling in, you could always go to our website at drdahlia.com and you can email us questions and, you know, use whatever name you want to, you know, call yourself. I don't know. Right, Buzz Lightyear, I don't care. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing last-minute deal. 1 dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. That's 1 dozen beautiful assorted roses, absolutely bursting with color, sent fresh from the fields, and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99 plus a free glass vase. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Go to proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone, and enter the secret code MOM20. Plus, for a very limited time, ProFlowers has an even sweeter deal for you. Order now and you can double your roses. That's right, double your roses. And get free chocolates for just $10 more. Remember, Mother's Day is this Sunday, and this incredible last-minute deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code MOM20.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so Parkinson's disease is a disease that many of you hear about. You're pretty well aware that it's out there, but a lot of times we don't really know what's causing it and why people have it and why it's a disease of aging. And it seems to, I think, get overshadowed by Alzheimer's. And so, it already gets kind of overshadowed because, you know, Alzheimer's is so scary in and of itself. And, you know, sometimes Michael J. Fox, you know, will be the spokesperson for Parkinson's because he's, you know, had it. And, you know, we've had other celebrities as well. But, it's something that I see as a physician and many of you have seen with your parents, grandparents, etc., where they start to get a tremor in one hand. Sometimes it's a pill rolling tremor where it looks like they're rolling the pill with their fingers. They seem to get a shuffle to their step. They have slowed down movements. We call this bradykinesia. They start to get a little more rigid. Their speech could change. Sometimes you think they've had multiple strokes and it's not a stroke. It's Parkinson's. They may have some issues with smiling and blinking, etc. And so they may not gesture you know, when they talk, sometimes your Parkinson's patients, they're making jokes to you, but because they do it with a straight face, they could be phenomenal comedians. You know, I mean, my Parkinson's patients, they crack me up because they make the joke, but they do it with a straight face. And I mean, they want to be funny, and they're God bless them. But this is something where we see, the dopamine concentrations in the brain. And so medications usually try to increase the dopamine, these different medications that we have. Of course, we have issues with, genes. If it's genetic, that can increase your risk of Parkinson's. Apparently the Lewy bodies are what we see with Parkinson's as opposed to the neurofibrillary plaques or triangles with Alzheimer's. And these Lewy bodies help, the doctors determine if that's what's going on Parkinson-wise. So we'll usually get an MRI if we start to pick up tremors and, lack of movement and muscle rigidity, etc. Unfortunately, people could also have constipation and sexual dysfunction and bladder problems and depression, etc. Or they could look depressed because, again, they cannot make the facial movements. So even though we have medications out there like the levodopa and Requip and Mirapex, etc., it still could be an extremely debilitating disease. Well, a study has come out discussing peppers and eating peppers twice a week. They say eating peppers twice a week could reduce the risk of Parkinson's disease by a third. All right. And they think the reason why, all right, is because there's nicotine in them. They say scientists found individuals who ate food containing an edible form of nicotine, which includes tomatoes, potatoes, aubergines, I guess. And they have found that nicotine or smoking decreases Parkinson's. So we've known that. We've talked about this on the show. All right. And smoking has been found to actually offer some health risks. Apparently, there was a study that looked at knee replacement surgery. The study was from the University of Adelaide in Australia. And I guess they said that knee replacement surgery, you would, I guess, have less risk of needing a total knee replacement if you were a smoker. That just blows your mind because you would think people who smoke have cardiovascular disease, could be more at risk for stroke. I mean, you would think, well, maybe, who knows? So that maybe there's some cardiovascular issues because we always think if somebody's obese, they'll have more issues with their knees. But in this particular study, they found that smokers were less likely to be morbidly obese. Now, knee replacement surgery you usually see in people who are very, very active athletically or people who are obese. And so I guess since smokers are rarely obese and they say a lot of smokers don't jog, you ended up seeing that group of people need less knee replacement surgeries. You know, I hate to admit it, but I've noticed that in my practice too. Many of the knee replacement, hip replacement. Now, you would also wonder, well, wait a second, doesn't smoking cause osteoporosis? They actually found that the nicotine in tobacco prevents cartilage deterioration, joint deterioration, and possibly osteoporosis, which is a complete 180-degree turn from what I know. Smoking lowers risk of Parkinson's disease. Now, that's the next segment. This we found years ago. We noticed that your smokers were less likely to get Parkinson's. Now, nobody made that big a deal back then about that because, usually multi-infarct dementia and other types of dementia that people get when they have cholesterol plaquing and coronary plaquing and carotid plaquing that could happen and be accelerated from smoking causes enough cases of dementia where, Parkinson's, the small benefit, didn't really get a lot of hoopla until 2010 when there was a study that was published in the March Journal of Neurology, and they actually found that the longer you smoked, the more of a protective effect against Parkinson's. Again, for those of you just tuning into the Dr. Dolly Show, I am not advocating smoking, but we are talking about benefits of smoking to the health, very rare benefits. All right. A big one that many of you have already noticed is smoking fighting obesity. All right, tobacco companies back in the 20s began targeting women in their advertising because they had found that the nicotine or the act of smoking would prevent people from eating. All right, you know, I would say the number one reason people don't stop smoking or quit smoking is because they can't. The number two reason is because they don't want to. I can't tell you how many of my patients go, Dahlia, I could quit, but then I'll gain weight. All right, what do you think keeps my weight the way it is? I mean, I you know, when you see women that smoke and you see, you know, and even men, but when you see people that smoke, you know, and, you know, they weren't in the military and they didn't go through a lot of the stressors, you'll be kind of shocked to find out that that was their weight loss supplement. And I know some of you are going, well, that's crazy, that's crazy. Well, how much crazy? Now, mind you, I don't, you know, I'm not a big fan of people smoking. I'm not a fan of secondhand smoke, thirdhand smoke. It's extremely dangerous. I would love it if nobody smokes, okay? But I'm also not a fan of government taxing and you know, persecuting a demographic of people, right? Just because everybody's on the bandwagon for anti-smoking these days. All right, so they think they could just, you know, inappropriately tax some groups of smokers. But I'm not a fan of smoking at all. If we could have a smoke-free country, phenomenal, great, exciting, wonderful. But, you know, how much crazy is it for a person to say, I smoke to keep my weight down, than those people buying every weight loss supplement over-the-counter month after month, trying a variety of different things, 1 month Sensa, 1 quarter, they'll do Nutra System, another time they'll do Jenny Craig, then they'll do the human, not the human growth hormone, the HCG, then they'll do Atkins, then they'll do, you know, I mean, there's been studies on these yo-yo dieting, and how healthy is yo-yo dieting? All right. Now, we know smoking causes an enormously amount of medical issues worse than what yo-yo dieting could do. But don't think it's crazy when somebody has found that smoking has been the most successful way to keep their weight long, you know, their weight loss. Now, some of you had said, well, Dahlia, why can't I just take a nicotine patch to lose weight? All right. I won't smoke, but I'll take the nicotine patch to help me lose weight. There's a few reasons why that's not good. The reason why I'm not a big fan of that is nicotine in and of itself could be carcinogenic in terms of it, as we've talked about, paralyzing the cilia in your bronchial tree that spews out carcinogens that come into your system from the smog and pollution, etc. So you're giving yourself nicotine can still put you at risk for lung cancer. Okay, but we do understand that nicotine acts as a stimulant, and like most stimulants out there, Ritalin, Adderall, Phentermine, diet pills, cocaine, crack, they all cause you to have appetite suppression. Now, another study had shown that smoking lowers the risk of death after some heart attacks. We always tell everybody to stop smoking. Smoking causes you to be more clot forming. You know, it causes the plaques. Stop it. But many times people that, you know, people will smoke maybe because of the relaxation or the dilation of the vessels. We don't know. And so that's one of those things where it's like, wow. And then also they found that smoking helps Plavix work better. October 2010 study found people taking Plavix after a heart attack or stroke, it does better. Don't ask. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze-Dried Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So an incredible story of this woman who had survived 17 days trapped in the rubble of a collapsed building in Bangladesh. When we first heard of this, everybody was asking, how could she survive without food or water? Well, she was able to get a hold of some water and some food while that she had found within the rubble. Her name is Reshma. She is, from what we understand, the last survivor found in the April 28th disaster, in which 1,000 people were killed. From what we understand, they believe that, and these numbers are incredible, they believe that at least, I think, 2,000 people were able to escape and leave on their own. It just blows your mind that this building could have been that big, and you know, there was all these people there. It just blows your mind. And from what we understand, she was trapped. And, you know, even if it isn't just the food, I mean, what about the crush injury? What about infection setting in with her cuts and scrapes, etc.? Now, the longest we've heard of people surviving without eating has actually been, I know most of the time, you know, we think of the number a week. You can't live with water for 2 days, food for about a week. And we usually go by that. But there's been a case of people surviving 65 days without eating. 65 days. You know, and sometimes what causes a person to die, I know, 65 days blows your mind. I can't even imagine. But, you know, when you start to starve, okay, and days pass, when you get dehydrated, you start to become delirious. So even if there is food near you, your being dehydrated could sometimes cause you to just not be all there to go and eat the food or search for food. So, you know, most of the time people will die within a week. And keep in mind also, Bangladesh could be pretty hot this time of year. So from what we understand, she was able to have dried food that was in the area where she was trapped, and there were bottles of water there that she was able to ration. That just blows your mind. I mean, you know, boy, what, I mean, I guess, you know, whenever there's an issue going on, make sure you run to the kitchen, okay, and be as close by the kitchen as possible, I guess. So if, God forbid, anything happens, you're where the food is. So, you know, from what we understand, they're evaluating her for crush injuries and compartment syndrome, where if you have a limb that's trapped and gets infected, and then you have the infection, circumferentially around the limb. Sometimes these arms and legs have to be amputated. I mean, pretty scary stuff. But what blew our mind is she was able to be cognitive enough to be able to hit a pipe to tell crews where she was. And, you know, after 40 minutes, they were able to free her and rush her to a military hospital. They say she could even walk. So, amazing. Good for her. Young lady, beautiful lady. It blows my mind. Thank God that she was able to be found. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, Reuters is reporting that a group representing U.S. pediatricians this week said its members should pay special attention to the health care needs of immigrant children and support health insurance for all, regardless of legal status. Now, some of you were pretty shocked that American doctors would say give free health care to illegal immigrant kids. But, I mean, to me it makes sense being a doctor. I mean, when I worked in the ER and I was, it makes sense they would suggest that and encourage that. I mean, you know, when I had a kid come in, I didn't care if they were English, Spanish, Chinese, Hindu, resident, a non-resident, a legal citizen, a non-legal citizen. I wanted to help the kid. Okay, and you know, so as a doctor that's done pediatrics, it's very hard to see yourself needing to turn kids away. All right, and so it's very easy for all of us to take that stance. All right, all kids get health care. Absolutely, all kids get health care. And we're doing it anyway. I mean, the ER docs, they don't turn these kids away. The kids are getting health care. All right, but they say 18.4 million, or one in every four U.S. children, are foreign-born or have foreign parents. They say 90% of children born in the U.S., the pediatricians say they still have problems getting health care. Now, I get that. We do need to have a better system. But, unfortunately, our system right now does not allow our U.S. citizens to get health care. So we can't even take care of our own. And, you know, when you look back at countries that have been able to survive and to be able to, be as successful and strong and as rich as they wish to be, you can't help others in as weakened a state to the same degree that you can when you're in a rich and healthy state. So if our, you know, and this also extrapolates to the issue of giving, you know, illegal immigrants work permits and them competing with our U.S. citizens for work. How are we as an American country supposed to help people if we can't even help ourselves? Now, we are choosing to help others, but what ends up happening is if you don't build up your own defenses and your own immune system and your own strength, you could only help other people for so long, right? I mean, this is true in health. You know, we always tell mom, don't let mom get sick, because if mom gets sick, we're all screwed. You know, and thank God mom would take care of all of us when we were sick. But when mom got sick, I mean, boy, everything was down for the count. And my poor dad running around the house trying to figure out what to do. You know, same thing with the country. Okay, people who aren't working, people who don't have their own health care, you know, you think they're given to the Red Cross? You think they're given to charity to the same degree that they would if they did have a job and they did have health care? And I'm not saying it's all about what U.S. citizens could give to charity, etc., but we do better as a whole when our economy isn't the way it is and when most of our citizens are being taken care of. So if we're going to switch gears and help illegal immigrants find jobs first, right, and help illegal immigrants with their health care first, it's only natural for us U.S. citizens to say, well, when are you going to help us? I mean, if you don't help your own, then your own is going to leave, all right? And your own is who's here trying to pay taxes and, you know, building this country of ours. Now, true, a lot of illegal immigrants wish to come in and become American and help build the country, but a lot don't. There's a lot of U.S. citizens that really don't care about helping build the country. We can't obviously differentiate, but, we need to keep this in mind. If we don't, you know, figure out how to take care of our own kids and uninsured, we may need to figure that out first before we start promising to others. You know, I mean, one reason why I am extremely careful if we ever go out of the country or ever travel, etc., is because I know that healthcare access is going to be a heck of a lot different, even to a different state. You know, I know it's going to be harder. You know, so I try to prepare. All right, and I know better. And then, you know, of course, it's easier for me to say because I'm an American citizen. I mean, if you're in a country like Mexico where you're trying to flee from the cartels, I understand they're trying to bring their kids to a safer place. But for other people that have snuck in and then they've had babies and had babies here, et cetera, and, I think the kids, it's not the kids' fault. They deserve to have healthcare access. But who goes first in the line? Is it a U.S. citizen child that's been waiting in the emergency room for 5-6 hours? Right? And these are the questions that nobody wants to answer. It's very easy to say healthcare for all. And I'm for that. Healthcare for all. I love it. I want us to help every country out there that needs it. Okay, well, now let's get back to reality. What can we really do? 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of six number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Hi, my name is Stephen Huer. As a degreed nutritionist, my first priority is for you to get healthy. That won't happen if I make wrong recommendations or cause you to spend money on supplements you don't need. After 20 years working with thousands of products and thousands of people, I know, for the most part, what does and does not work. One World Whey is the first and only unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. It retains substances that no other whey protein powder has. These nutritive compounds supply life-giving nutrition. Your body merely needs the right conditions to make great health happen. Due to low-quality foods, toxicity, and aging, having great health is more of an effort than ever. One World Whey is the superfood of the century, and when added to your diet, it promotes energy, detoxification, muscle gains, fat loss, and overall radiant health. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
If you're going to have a bunker, why not have an ultimate bunker? In case of pandemic outbreak, civil unrest, biological or nuclear fallout, or EMP attacks, stay safe in your own ultimate bunker, built for lasting security for any need or budget. Manufactured in Salt Lake City, Utah, each ultimate bunker includes free food storage and all the comforts of home. Learn more at ultimatebunker.com. That's ultimatebunker.com. Or call 801-661-3900. Ultimate Bunker. You can't do better than the ultimate.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Remember to follow us on Facebook at the Dr. Dahlia Show and follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. All right, iPads could possibly affect heart implant devices. This is some pretty scary stuff, because how many of us are now glued to our iPads or our, you know, electronic goodies? And, you know, to think that the battery could possibly interfere. They say magnetic interference could alter the settings and even deactivate the technology of implantable cardioverter defibrillators, according to a small new study. Now, this was conducted by a 14-year-old investigator and her colleagues. 14 years old? Doesn't it blow your mind that your kids know more about electronics than you do? The researchers found that magnets embedded in the iPad 2 and its smart cover may use electromagnetic interference that could actually disrupt a cardiac rhythm device. The specialized magnets are embedded into the heart devices to allow physicians to routinely adjust the settings. The magnets could suspend the ability of the devices to prevent sudden rapid heart rates like tachycardia or fibrillation. And the risk occurs when somebody falls asleep and they leave their iPad on their chest. 30% of study participants had interference with their devices when the iPad 2 was placed there. Yet electromagnetic interference was not found when the iPad was at a normal reading distance from the chest. How many of you hold those things up to your chest or lie them down? I see my husband lie the iPad down on his chest all the time. He'll come in looking at his iPad while he's lying in bed, and while I'm getting ready for bed, you know, putting the muumuu on and the taking off the bunny slippers and, you know, maybe shaving my legs, you know, I talk to him about stuff. So he has to put the iPad down and give me eye contact so I don't yell and go off the handle complaining that he's not, you know, looking at me. And so I put the iPad down, and he puts the iPad down, and he lays it on his chest. And sometimes I talk. And well, my mother said this, and then your mother said this, and then my mother said this, and he sits there and listens. He's a good man. Yeah, he's a good husband. He sits there and listens. But luckily he doesn't have a cardiac implant device. So anyway, the magnetic field obviously drops off at a distance, but they say, you know, they say that, you know, if you're slimmer and less heavy and you lay it on your chest, it could possibly mess with the cardiac rhythm devices. Even cell phones could do so, but they haven't tested them in this study. So, you know, I don't want anybody to panic about that. I mean, you know, we all have iPads and we all do, you know, I mean, we all do well with them, but just talk to your heart doctor, all right? You know, and just go, you know, look, do I have to worry? And if he goes, I don't know, then I would just say keep anything away from your heart if you do have a pacemaker or one of these cardiac rhythm implants. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So the silver spire has now been placed on top of the new World Trade Center. It brings the new World Trade Center building to 1,776 feet, making the structure the tallest building in the Western Hemisphere. They completed the installation early Friday morning. People were smiling and laughing and cheering, and pieces of the spire, which weighs about 758 tons, were transported to the roof of the building all last week, but there were some delay issues, so it delayed its installation. And the building's height is symbolic of the year 1776, which is why the height is 1776 feet. The 408-foot spire will serve as a world-class broadcast antenna. There's going to be an LED-powered light emanating from it, and it will be seen from miles away. All right? Let those idiots know that blew up the World Trade Centers and flew into World Trade Center and killed thousands of Americans that, you know, we're not afraid of you, we're strong, we stand tall. I don't know how it's gone in terms of renting out space in that building. I know there was a lot of concern that if there were going to be buildings where the World Trade Center towers used to be, that it would be very difficult to rent out space because of its location at the edge of Manhattan Island. But from what we understand, just things are still going strong, tall, and good for New York. All right, we were talking a little bit about Republicans refusing to appoint members to Obamacare's panel. Remember, there's supposed to be a 15-member panel that's supposed to be filled with House Republicans, House Senators, Senate Republicans, Senate leaders, as well as three chosen by Obama and the executive branch. All these 15 members have to be confirmed by the Senate. Now, from what we understand, though, the Republicans like John Boehner and Mitch McConnell said, hell to the no, we're not going to appoint anybody to those panels. All right. And, you know, part of me is like, good for you for standing strong, standing firm. But the other part of me is like, well, you know, the Democrats are just going to fill their own spots. Unfortunately, Obamacare is the law of the land. So not filling up these panels isn't going to bring down the whole gosh darn monstrosity of a law. I spent some time kind of urging you as well as any medical providers out there that no matter what recommendations or panels that are out there, to please at least get the advice without the bias of the government or without the bias of the insurance company from your doctor. And hopefully you have a type of doctor that will talk to you straight. Now, I think many doctors out there will talk to you straight, all right, because we aren't afraid of liability from the government saying, well, you told the patient of a treatment that we won't pay for, so you're getting sued. We're not afraid of that. So I don't think we have any problem sitting down with you and saying, look, all right, we think you have prostate cancer. All right, we think it should be evaluated. We think it should be treated. This back pain that you're having and the high PSA, that could mean something's going on with the prostate, possibly prostate cancer extending to the back. I'd like to MRI. I'd like to evaluate. I don't think there's anything that's going to stop us from doing that. Those of us doctors that are going to stand firm and strong about giving good quality care and giving the opinion. Now, we may have to preface everything by saying insurance may not pay for this or Obamacare may not cover this. And the task force may not recommend this. But then we would go in and say, but what I would do is X, Y, and Z. If your doctor doesn't give that information willingly and forthcomingly, then my recommendation is when you have an issue and the doctor is like, all right, well, you know, here's your penicillin or, you know, follow up in 7 months or whatever's going to happen over the next few years with Obamacare and what these panels are going to recommend, your job is to go, all right, look, doc, off the record, okay? If I came to you 5 years ago before Obamacare, what would you tell me to do? Some of them may say, oh, same thing. But some of them may actually sit there and see where you're getting at and then say, yeah, I would have already had you MRI'd 5 weeks ago, or I would have already ordered the PET scan. And then you sit there and you ask your doctor and you go, look, okay, I'm here for your opinion. Okay, it doesn't mean we have to do the treatment. It doesn't mean, you know, what do you think, Obamacare aside, health insurance aside, what do you think I need? All right, you know, what would, if I was your mother, if I was your daughter, and I know you treat patients, you know, like they're your own family, which is why I trust you'll give me an honest answer. For my condition, what would be the ideal treatment or management? All right. Well, you know, with your family history of colon cancer and you having some blood in the stool, I would probably recommend a colonoscopy every year until you stopped bleeding and we knew all the polyps were gone. And then maybe go to every 2 or 3 years. I'd probably recommend a CEA. And if that abdominal pain doesn't go away, I'd probably recommend a CAT scan. Thank you, doctor. And get that information and hold it close to your heart and maybe get some of that stuff done on your own dime. But, you know, don't let these panels dictate what happens to you and your health. All right, guys, can't wait to talk to you again. Remember to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia. Follow us on Facebook. Have a phenomenal weekend.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.